It's Monday, November 25th, 2013. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right back there, the Bear Mutants from Chicago, Illinois. And when I say Bear Mutants, I don't mean like mutant bears. I mean like bare naked mutants, you know, so bear mutants. Don't know if I needed to clarify that. That was the song Scars. It's from their album, The Affliction. Very good stuff. If you liked Scars right there, I would say check out the whole thing because it's a very accurate representation of the band. And there's at least one song that's like a duet, which is good. And there's a bunch of good songs on there. I probably should have played two, frankly. But I needed a song to open up the show, and that one seemed like a contender. So there it was, Scars right there by Bear Mutants. Very good. Okay, other stuff that's very good. How about this band from Bern, Switzerland? I don't know if I've ever played a band from Switzerland before. Seems like in all the years I must have. There must be other bands from Switzerland I've played, but I don't know of any off the top of my head. Anyway, this one right here, it's called Silver Furs, and they're very good. They're sort of like Trails and Ways, who I played a few shows back, I guess. I don't know. Also like Fool's Gold, kind of. They got this sort of chamber pop meets Afro pop meets like an echo chamber. It's pretty good stuff. I'm a big fan. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. First, the song Motherland off their EP Number One, which is, you might have guessed, their first EP. And then we're going to hear the song On Horses. It's from their self-titled debut record, Silver Furs. So check it out right here from Switzerland, Silver Furs, with two very good songs. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh,
right back there, two songs by a band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They're called Grandchildren. It's the name of the band, Grandchildren. We just heard two songs, End Times and No Way Out, both from their debut album, Golden Age. And Grandchildren, they're pretty great. I heard them at a concert. They were opening up for Ski Lodge at the Brooklyn Night Market, which is this thing where they take like a warehouse and they empty it all out. So it's just like a big giant empty room. And then from like, you know, 8 p.m. to 2 in the morning, there's just like vendors and food and concerts and mini golf. And it's just like this weird indoor thing. Pretty good for the winter time or when it's cold out. Gives you something to do at night. And it's just right up the street. So I went to that. It's pretty great stuff. It's free. I highly recommend. If you live in Brooklyn and they do the Brooklyn, you got to go. It's fun. It's fun times. Played mini golf. It's good. It's good stuff. Anyway, what am I talking about? Grandchildren, right? So they're opening up for Ski Lodge, and very enjoyable. I liked that a lot, so I came home and found them on Bandcamp, which is, I should really link everyone to Bandcamp instead of these other, I always link people to iTunes and stuff, but, you know, you can get stuff from Bandcamp. I recommend it. Many goes to the artist better. Anyway, the Grandchildren, yeah, they're good, so check it out. If you like those two songs, check out the whole thing. I'm rambling too much. Okay, up next, a band from London. They're called An Awesome Wave, which is weird. You'd think they'd be from, like, Sydney or, you know, somewhere, like, known for surfing. It's like an awesome wave, dude, but they're not. They're from London. And we're gonna hear a couple of tracks. First, Matilda, and then Taro. Both fantastic songs. Really great, really interesting stuff these guys are doing. And they remind me a lot of Geggy Ta. Like, do you remember Geggy Ta from a long time ago? The most popular song from Geggy Ta was Whoever You Are, like this.
All I wanna do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving in my car.
Big fan. I always love that song. I love Geggy Ta. Anyway, Awesome Wave, they kind of remind me of Geggy Ta a little bit. I'm sure that that's not what they're going for, but whatever, that's what they remind me of. So these two songs are from their album Alt J, and pretty great stuff. If you like them, check out the album. It's very, very interesting. Here we go. An Awesome Wave with Matilda and Taro. Where else? Right here on Sounds of My Head.
This is wrong. This is wrong. This is from Matilda.
Just like Johnny Lynn said, the breath I've taken and the one I must to go on. But if it ain't been in your hands, so you understand who's boss. My defeat sleeps top to toe with her success. Oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is from Matilda.
And she needs you, Matilda. And she needs you, this is from Matilda.
to record me alarms and war. The advances does his chance.
Song, it can do me no wrong. Get along. I've never seen anything more beautiful than the eyes on the side of Gina's head.
Gina, 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 Gina.
I've never seen anything more elegant than the neck that holds Gina's head up. I've never felt anything more elegant than the neck that holds Gina's head up.
Gina, 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 Gina.
I've never seen anything more motherly than her nipples make me wanna drink her up. I've never felt anything more motherly than a kiss from Gina when I get out.
Gina, 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 Gina. Gina, 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 Gina.
Smelled anything so robust as when Gina's been playing in that trash. I've never smelled anything so sweet when she's fresh out of a warm bath.
Gina, 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 Gina.
Beautiful than the eyes on the side of Gina's head.
It's funny because they usually say that, you know, there are a few things that make people understand about gay people, and one of them is having someone in your family. That is why Dick Cheney, after all, a conservative on every other issue, was sort of reasonable about this. After all, he turned on this before Obama did.
That's right.
And this, to me, is one of the big problems with Republicans, is that they only seem to have empathy
when it happens to them.
When it happens to them.
Nancy Reagan is for stem cell research because Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's disease.
Abortion.
Rush Limbaugh is for drug treatment as opposed to incarceration.
Right.
He got his ass addicted to drugs.
Right.
Megyn Kelly on Fox News is for maternity leave after she pushes out a brat.
Right.
But not before. Once it happens to a Republican, there's the empathy gap. They can't imagine someone else's circumstances.
What they all need, the Republicans, is a poor person in their family.
There goes our love again. Forgive my heart, forgive my heart. There goes our love again. Elate my heart and take the time. Burning at the back of my mind. 'Cause I'm broken and blind. Up the jar of desire. There goes our love again. I didn't go far, I didn't go far, I didn't go far, and I came home. I didn't go far, I didn't go far, I didn't go far, and I came home. But he said, there goes our love again.
Full-time baby, hot or cold.
don't break me down.
Time to catch up. Before the last two songs I played Geggy Ta. That's right, from Panoma, California. Geggy Ta right there, because I had talked about them with an awesome wave, so I thought, what the hell? Put on some Geggy Ta. We heard two of my favorites off their album Sacred Cow from 1996. We heard Gina and Such a Beautiful Night. Gina's interesting because it's about their dog, which if you're listening to it, you're like, it's such a weird love song. Why is he talking about her eyes on the side of her head? That's such a weird, why is she in the trash? Like, it doesn't make any sense. What a weird love song. And then you realize, oh, it's about their dog. And then it makes sense because it's a love song to a dog. And it's pretty great. It's the dog on the cover of the record. Okay, then after that, we heard Such a Beautiful Night by Geggy Ta. Another one I really love. I love when it turns into some sort of late night jazz sound. It's wonderful. I always think about that when I think it's such a beautiful night out. It's inside the belly of a heifer. That's what I always think whenever I think it's a beautiful night. Okay, that was Geggy Ta. Great stuff. After Geggy Ta, we heard White Lies, their band from London, and we heard two tracks. We heard There Goes Our Love Again and Ride, a cover of Lana Del Rey. Those are both from their EP, Small TV. which their album is called Big TV, and it's like so much worse. It has a lot of the same songs, like There Goes Our Love Again is on Big TV, but I don't like the album. It sounds like the production is just so much worse somehow. It's like I don't like the way the songs sound. They sound like generic crap music, and I thought that on the I'm being extreme, they're not that bad, but it's just not that great. But I thought the Small TV EP sounded great. It's like it's such an interesting sound, and I really like it a lot. It's great, and I heard it first, and then I went and got the album after getting the EP, and I was pretty let down because I liked the EP so much. I was like, man, I'm just gonna pick this up. So I went and bought their album, and then it's like, huh, this isn't really very good. I don't know, I like the EP a lot more. So stick with that. And also the album does not have that Lana Del Rey cover, which Lana Del Rey, I've never played her on the show, obviously, because why would I, because it's like top 40 music or something. But you know, everybody's got their little guilty pleasures, and Lana Del Rey is one of mine. I really love Lana Del Rey. Not everything, obviously, but a lot of stuff. I pick it all up. It's pretty good stuff. I just never put it on the show because it seems like embarrassing. But I love Ride. That's a great song. I mean, that's such a good song. And I felt like the White Lies version of it was really interesting and great, and I liked it. But the Lana Del Rey version is really better. It's better than the White Lies cover that we just heard. So I'm going to finish up the show today with some Lana Del Rey. Why not? We're going to hear Ride from her album Paradise. Came out, I don't know, maybe last year or something. And pretty great stuff. So here it is, Lana Del Rey, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head with Ride right now.
Tom, Daddy, why I'm gone. Singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby, hot or cold. Don't break me down. I'm
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Baja by The Astronauts, A Place in the Sun by The Shadows, and Ride, not the same Ride as the Lana Del Rey Ride, by Kitty Daisy and Lewis. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also follow us on social media. Stay in touch. Love to hear from you guys. And we'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.